welcome to episode 15 of the Marketing Development Podcast. I am your host, Pete Everett, and today we have our first ever returning guest. All the way 14 episodes ago, back in episode 1, we spoke to my old friend and colleague, Rob White from Superior Spaza. Following the discussion we had last week about outsourcing your digital marketing, I spoke to Rob about the process he went through in appointing us. He is actually a client of ours. So we pick up on a number of themes. It's a really good chat, and show notes for this episode can be found at peteeverett.com/015. And we'd love to see you in the group. Rob is in our Facebook group. It gets a mention in the show. You can find that at peteeverett.com/group, or just search Facebook for the Marketing Development Podcast and you'll find us in there. Let's crack on with the show. Welcome to the next episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. And I am sitting in a room again with our first ever return visitor to the podcast, Robert White. Hiya, Rob.
Hi, Pete. Me again.
Hey. Now, Rob and I have just had our monthly retainer meeting. Rob is a paying client. He's daft enough to actually give me money. And he's a paying client of ours. So we've had our monthly retainer meeting looking at the goals and objectives. And there's some building work going on outside. Apologies if you can hear that in the background. But we've been through some of the goals and some of the milestones and the work that we're on with at the moment. And we then got on to talking about the previous episode of the podcast that's been recorded to do with working with a marketing agency. Mm. And Rob made some good points about things that he was looking to avoid when he was choosing to work with somebody. And he chose me, which was very nice. So I thought, as the last episode was a solo one and you were kind of hearing it from me, I thought it was a good idea to literally do what I said and get the microphone out, and we'd record in this ad hoc episode to go through some of those things. So, Rob, firstly, how are things going, mate?
Fantastic. Really, really good. No, I can't complain at all, Pete. It's obviously me and you both know from working together in the past. If you don't know much about that, listen to the first ever podcast that Pete did.
Episode 001. Rob goes into all of that.
Episode one. Obviously we know obviously the sort of main goals and metrics that we're looking to work towards, and obviously over the course of the year, well, over a year now we've been working together, you've kind of understood our business goals, what we're looking to achieve, and the main things that hold us back potentially as well in terms of competitors and various other competitor marketing too. So over the past year or so we've done numerous things together. From various sort of Google marketing campaigns to email marketing, design work, video work. You've spoken at an event that we held for our dealers at Derby County Football Club back earlier this year.
I did.
We gave a very, very good insight into things like SEO, which our dealers really enjoyed as well. So overall, the sort of value that we've had from the sort of retainer that we've been working on has been absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. Do you, just in case listeners didn't hear you back in episode one, do you just want to give a quick intro as to what you do and where you work and what you sell?
Yeah, of course. So as Pete said, my name's Rob. I'm the group head of marketing for Superior Spaza. Superior Spaza are the UK's largest hot tub distribution company. We've got over 90 dealers that sell our products. And then we also sell various other products such as saunas, swim spas, steam showers, whirlpool baths, chemicals and accessories, various other products as well, all across the UK and into Europe. So I've been at Superior Spaza for just over a year now. I manage the whole of the group marketing. Before Superior Spaza, me and Pete worked together at a marketing agency where I had the joy as Pete of my boss for quite a while. Which was good. We built up a very, very good working relationship together and tackled quite a few challenging clients, should we say, as well. So my background has always been really in various sort of forms of marketing, from digital marketing to one of the first ever jobs that I had in, which was telemarketing, which was another agency. So telephoning over 400 businesses a day, speaking to them about their websites, their digital marketing strategy, conducting webinars with them, giving them a sort of an overview and critique of their marketing and various other different bits.
Cool. So one of the things, we go into a lot more of that history back in episode one, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes. The show notes for this episode will be on peteeverett.com/015. So I'll put a link back to that, so we won't go into that right now. But I know that when you started at Superior Spas, one of the things that you wanted to they wanted you to do was to find an agency to work with to help you with your marketing.
Yes.
And I wasn't the only person that you came to see. You had to do your due diligence, you had to look at a number of people. So
yeah.
What were the things that you were looking out for when you were considering working with an agency?
I think it's, especially with the sort of experience that I've got from working within an agency, I kind of had a pre-mindset already of what that agency should be doing. So main things that I was looking for was how approachable that agency is. So if we do need work doing, how quickly they can turn it around. What else is potentially available, what that agency can deliver, not just necessarily taking the work that I want doing, but them giving me independent advice as well. One thing that I really, really like about you, Pete, when, especially obviously from our past experience, when we got together, when I joined Superior Spas, it was very, very consultative approach. So rather than thinking about things this way, have you thought about doing things in this way? Which I really, really enjoyed as well. So you weren't afraid to sort of speak your mind and give me advice, rather than just leaving it to myself to say, we need to do this, and we need to do this, and we need to do this. It was more the whole consultative approach, which really, really sort of made you stand out from other agencies. It was very, very, yes, we'll do this, and yes, we'll do this, and yes, we'll do this. And it was very, very, a lot of agencies are very, very kind of like yes men, mm-hmm. But they don't really deliver on the promises that they say they're going to deliver, if that makes sense.
That is always a challenge when you're trying to sell a retainer to, you know, you do end up having a discussion over a coffee with somebody, and everybody is going to say, yeah, we'll do that, and we'll, you know, yes, we can deliver. And it's then about almost instilling the confidence and proving you credibility.
Definitely.
to show that delivery. So were there any particular things that you were looking for as sort of red flags, as things to avoid?
Yes, yeah, quite a few, in all honesty. I mean, there's that many agencies out there now that say they're working with various different clients and they do this and they do that, but whenever a new sort of customer approaches them, they're very, very hesitant of giving those details out, or explaining what they've actually done for that client. That was one of the big flags that I've got. Numerous agencies, if you look at their websites, they say they're working with very, very big companies. So as an example, your website, Pete, you say you're working with places like Suzuki and very, very sort of high profile companies. And likewise, other marketing agencies out there are working with big, big brand names as well. But when you actually say, what have you done for them, what have you delivered for them, they can't really explain that. Or they're quite scared of going into too much detail about that. But whereas with you, again, it was one of the things that we said, what have you done with Suzuki? You've outlined absolutely everything that you've done. You've shown us the return on investment that they've spent with you as well, and what you've delivered for them too. So that was a big, big plus in our eyes, which was fantastic. Obviously, another thing that we've kind of looked at is agency reviews online. So a lot of agencies tend to have those sort of positive reviews online. But again, you don't really know how genuine they are. They could be Joe Blogs down the street, or a friend, or a colleague, or an employee just writing positive reviews about that agency. Whereas we, again, with you, you brought a list of testimonials along from agencies. We did contact a few people as well to ask them about their experience with you. And again, the only thing that we got was positive and great feedback from so as well.
You're making me blush.
Wouldn't be the first time, Pete. The biggest thing in my eyes, though, was, especially from my experience, was it was crucial for us to actually sit down face-to-face with the person who would be managing our account. I think there's so many agencies out there, like, not to drop massive names, but places like Yell, as an example, where everything's done over the phone. You don't know who you're speaking to. They don't really take time to understand your business goals, your business needs, your wants. And realistically, working with an agency, you want to build that rapport with the person that you're working with. And I think that was critical for us. We want to sit down and make sure that the person that would be looking after us would know our business, know about the marketing that we're looking to achieve. And it's crucial that we got on with that person as well, which, again, from our past experience, Pete, it made that sort of decision-making on who we're going to choose a no-brainer.
That's great. Perfect. So I know that there's a number of people listening to this that will be working a bit more remotely with their clients. Obviously, you've mentioned we worked at the same place. You know, we live about 30-ish miles apart.
Yeah.
I'm based in Sheffield, you're based in Derby. So, you know, we are, right now, we have had our monthly retainer meeting, which we do have most months. Granted, we missed one last month. It is easy for us to sit down together.
Yeah.
Now, those people that are working a bit more remotely, look, I operate a remote team. Our agency is split right throughout the UK, and it's about embracing those tools online in order to still provide that personal experience, even if you can't sit in a room. So, you know, Skype's great, Zoom is great.
Absolutely.
The collaboration tools. And although, you know, we do meet face-to-face, we always have a bit of a laugh. We, you know, we look at your hot tubs and your swim spa that you got parked outside. But we, you know, we can sit down and do some work. We also work with clients that are a bit further away than you. And so last month I went and met a client that we've been working for about 6 months. It was actually the first time I'd met them. But we have had a good number of video calls and that kind of thing. So really the whole physical thing doesn't need to be an excuse not to work with some, but there are other ways that you can overcome that barrier. It's about going the extra mile.
It is, yeah. Yeah, and I think if you're paying for an agency, you do want to have that sort of regular contact with them. You're absolutely right. Obviously there are agencies across the UK that work with various other companies that aren't close to them, and like you say, those sort of online tools like Skype and obviously video conference software are really, really good to get together. And I think obviously one of the big things that we did when we were at the agency where we worked at together, Pete, was we had clients that were sort of up in Newcastle, over in Skegness, and we did used to jump on calls with them and obviously do video conferencing with them and do screen shares and things like that, just so they did have that sort of regular feedback and regular communication from us. But I think there was times as well where both me and you and me and obviously you separately, we did travel to those people. I can remember numerous occasions where I went up to Newcastle where I saw a client and we went through pretty much half a day's worth of like a marketing exercise together, which was really, really useful. There was meetings that me and you went to Skegness as an example as well to see clients and
chips on the seaside.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a boiling day that was.
Trying to keep you off the Big Dipper. That was the big problem.
It worked. But yeah, I still think that sort of, you know, even though it's sort of you speaking to people over the phone and doing video conferencing with them, I still think there's much more power in sitting down with somebody face to face. Granted, it can't be done every single time you're meeting with a client, but I think if you're building that rapport with somebody over the phone and they're seeing the results that they're getting and what they're investing with a company, I think it next time you do sit down with them, it makes that meeting much more valuable. And you do build that relationship and that rapport with them a lot quicker.
Mm. Now, if I can just move the conversation on a little bit. So, obviously you knew me. We'd worked together. We have that personal connection, and that's fine.
Yep.
However, for the other agencies that you looked at, I presume you looked at their website.
Yes, 100%.
Now, the problem you get with agency websites is that creatives like to be creative, that's absolutely fine, but you often get they often try and push the boundaries a little bit with their own website. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, but as somebody that's now seen both sides of the coin, what was it that you were looking at, I suppose, from a cold agency, when you were looking at an agency cold, that their website was trying to deliver for you?
It's a fantastic question, Pete, and I think that one is the sort of information that company puts out. If it's a company that has a like a relative blog as an example, and they're constantly putting out fresh information and ideas, even things like videos potentially as well. It kind of puts your mind at ease that that company is on the forefront and they're kind of being proactive rather than reactive with marketing. That was a biggie for me. I think there's a lot of companies out there that do say the same sort of thing when you look on their website. I mean, I'm looking at sort of two marketing agency websites now, and both of them on their homepage are saying you get an increase in sales, an increase in leads. But there isn't really any sort of differentiator between that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big thing that a lot of marketing agencies don't really get now. I think there's so much jargon and I think a lot of companies are out there to say if they're working with a marketing agency, they want to increase their leads or the sales or build more brand awareness. And I think all the marketing agencies tend to put that on the website. And with me, it kind of loses that personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with me, I, from a marketing agency, I'd want to understand what that marketing agency is going to deliver to us personally. Yes, it might be an increase in sales, it might be an increase in leads, but how often are they going to speak to us? How are they going to understand our business? What recommendations are they going to say to us? And give it, what ideas are they going to give to us, as an example? Again, not just be proactive. That was a big thing for me.
Okay, so there was actually an element of essentially agencies kind of doing their own content marketing that helped you with your decision-making process. So showing how they work, a bit about behind the scenes, what their process is, that added value stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think behind the scenes is crucial as well, because I think the majority of marketing agencies have got that many people working, employees with them, whether it's a designer, whether it's an account manager who's designed to kind of look after you, whether it's digital marketing experts, or whether it's coders, developers, all of these sort of different people. You don't really know who's going to be working on your website or who's going to be working with you on your end goals that you want to achieve. And I think that even if you have a dedicated account manager at an agency, they've still got to go through and say to all of those sort of individual teams, like the digital marketing team and the designers and the coders and the developers and the content writers, to make sure they're all on the same level about what that client wants to achieve. Where I think, again, with you, Pete, and so it's very, very, it was very, very easy to get that across to you.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we speak to your designers about things and we speak to other guys in the team, they all know the same sort of cause and the same sort of journey that we want to go on as a company. And that's refreshing for somebody in my position.
That's great. I mean, that is one of the points that I raised in the previous episode that I did solo, was about, yeah, was about having, you know, we do try and ensure that there's one key contact at either side. So in our case, it's me and it's you, which, yeah, makes life easy. But we don't ever stop any of our staff contacting you directly. If a designer's got an artwork question, they may as well come to you straight away. Otherwise they're just putting an extra step in the process and it slows stuff down. And actually having a phone call with you, which will take 3 or 4 minutes, it'd be far easier and far more efficient. They get the answer there and then, rather than passing it to an account manager. The artworker then picks something else up, the account manager then forwards the email onto you, and they get 5 minutes. You then have to respond, and then it goes back down the chain, and all of a sudden you've lost a day in your artwork process.
So
that's the way we do it. One account manager, one point of contact at your end, but the whole team is welcome to communicate that, and that those communications are then tracked and recorded so that we have a back like history of the contact that's been gone on.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that you you know, that was a bit of a red flag or not?
Yes, I think it's one of the big things that we wanted to get across, and when we wanted to work with an agency, is that agency had to be enthusiastic about working with us. So I think we, as sort of marketers, we understand what's going on, and we understand the sort of journey that we want to go on as a business. But I think from when we sat down with various sort of different agencies and looked at what can you do, it was one of the big things was how people approached us. So whether it was very, very sort of like a monotonous meeting, it was very, very sort of stats driven and facts driven, and this is what we do in marketing, it's all about us as an agency, rather than this is what we're going to do for you as working with you as a client. If that sort of agency wasn't curious about our business and where we wanted to go and the goals that we wanted to hit and various sort of different things, even being enthusiastic as a person, that was one thing that kind of I wanted to kind of tick off straight away. Obviously, we again, it's kind of it is a little bit biased, obviously, me saying this because we've worked together, but obviously I know you and I know how enthusiastic you can be, especially be with sort of new marketing trends that come out. And you are very, very proactive and say, look, have you seen this? Or have you seen this website that's doing this? And have you seen this new piece of software that might benefit you because of all of these main sort of different features and benefits, as an example? And that's really, really good as a marketing manager, because I haven't got time to do that myself. We've got various sort of different contents we need to update constantly. We need to update our website. We need to put out video marketing, which we're doing much more often now as well. So I don't have time constantly to find out new trends in marketing, and that's where a decent relationship comes into play with an agency. And it might be sort of 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night where I'm looking through my emails and I've got something from you to say, when you get a sec, just check this out. It might benefit you because of all of these different reasons. And that's quite crucial, and the value of that is sort of second to none.
You know, it's interesting that you pick that point up, because when we set So Up, while you were talking I've just gone and found the document in my email so I can get it right. When we set So Up, we went through and looked at our key brand messages for what we wanted So to be.
Sure.
And the things we came up with were that we wanted to underpin creative and digital services that we backed with outstanding customer service, and we were going to do that through a can-do attitude, and we were going to be helpful, and we wanted to make a positive difference in the companies that we were working with. So they were the three things: the can-do attitude, the helpfulness, and the positive difference, making a positive difference. They were the three phrases, they're on this PDF in front of me, that we wanted to portray as a business. Now, you and I know, we won't go into the previous company that we both worked for. No. But you and I know that we didn't have that kind of direction at the previous place. But I've never communicated that to you. And yet, in broad brushstrokes, they're the things that you've just been talking about.
No, absolutely. I mean, obviously, your company values are completely separate. And why would you tell a client about those? It is one of those things. I mean, all of those things that you mentioned have pretty much resonated with everything that you've done to help us. I mean, like I said earlier, you've helped us at events that we've done for our dealers. You've spoken about things like SEO, and you have given that sort of knowledgeable information, and people have come away thinking differently about that as well. It is fantastic. I mean, there's so many agencies out there that will just say that you're contracted with us to do this, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and very, very sort of tedious, like a tedious sort of timeline that you're working on, really. But again, with you, if we have sort of like a sudden change that we want to go down, or if something comes up quite urgently that we need to look at, then never have I had with So or with you, Pete, where it's been, oh no, we can't do that, or it's going to be, you need to do this and you need to do that. It's everything that you do is always sort of tailored to us. And we have been a bit of a difficult client, I should imagine, at certain points where we've had...
You, Rob? Never.
Yes. There have been times when obviously we've needed sort of urgent artwork done and things like that. And again, various other different agencies, they may have said it's going to take us sort of 4 to 6 weeks to do that. But with you, you guys have sort of dropped everything and come to us and done things very, very quickly. So in terms of that, I'd 110% recommend you.
That's very kind of you. Once again, you're making me blush. You're dead right. It wasn't the first time. So, well, thanks, mate. I think it's been, I know it's been a slightly shorter episode than the last one, but in some respects, I don't want it to drag on, because I think we've made some good lucid points.
Yes, yeah.
The... I really appreciate everything you've said about the way we work. That hasn't been.
It wasn't the end goal, but I think it's important for people to understand. Obviously, my experience as a marketer and as head of marketing for the company, that there have been agencies that have worked with in the past and at various other different companies as well. And I think it's important to say to your listeners and to other people in similar positions to myself, where they might be having similar challenges, or they might be looking to switch agencies, or to kind of understand a little bit more about what more a proper marketing agency can do for them. I think it's important to tell people about the experience that we've had with you.
That's great. I think one of the other things, just as kind of maybe a final note, is when we put those brand values together, we looked at the decision makers, the people who we would be working with throughout, not just in the sales process, but throughout actually the delivery of our retainers.
Sure.
And one of the things was the marketing managers. Mm. Now, you as a marketing manager, obviously you kind of end up in a bit of a sandwich, because you've got, I know your team's growing at the moment, but when you started here, there was you and maybe one other that was working on marketing.
Yeah.
And you get these demands coming down from you, from the powers that be, that they want to do this, they want to do that, they want to do the other.
Sure.
And you, due to the skill sets that we're all limited a little bit by our own skill sets, you couldn't deliver all of that. So part of, and you're not alone in that. So we identified as an agency that part of our job is to make the marketing manager look good. If we make your life easier, and you then pass good things about us up the tree, it works well for everybody, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's the same with various other different companies as well. You are acting as external marketing resource for us. And like you said, the team is growing at the moment, and there have been occasions where I've not had the, not probably one of the skill set, especially with things like development. I'm no developer. Website design, things like that, I can do okay. Digital marketing is absolutely fine. But obviously there's certain things that I do differently as well, looking after the sort of hot tub showroom that we've got down here as well. And there's various sort of times when we've got customers coming in and looking around the different spas that we sell, and my time's sort of taken with looking after those people. So there have been occasions where marketing has gone on the back burner, and that's been really, really great to actually come to you guys and say, look, I'm struggling a little bit this week because of the people that I'm looking after in the showroom. Is there any chance that you can look at this while I'm a little bit hectic? And that is, again, it's sort of relieved the pressure on me, as the marketing manager, and it's relieved some of the pressure on the team as well, so we can focus on more urgent and priority tasks that we've got. And I think as a marketing manager, or as a marketing director, or head of marketing, whatever position your sort of listeners are, I think it's there's not a price that you can put on that. That expertise and that resource.
Absolutely. And I think when it comes to the deliverables, the actual tactics that come down to it, you know, if you look at everything that has been created for you in the last 12 months, we've had website copy, we've had social media copy, which you've sort of taken in house a little bit more now that your team has grown a little bit, but we did create that for you. You've had web development, you've had artwork, you've had script writing, you've had support with video, you've had print work. No one person is going to contain all of those skills.
No.
And that's where, whilst an agency may seem like a big investment, and some people, from my sort of experience of working with clients, some people build it up to be more than the employment of an employee.
Sure.
Actually, if you think about it, for the amount of money that you pay, which is probably somewhere in the region of what you pay an employee every month, the reality of it is, though, you're getting access to individuals that have all of those skills.
100%.
Rather than taking on another marketing apprentice or marketing executive, which, whilst they may do a very good job, and those people, you do need those people, I'm not belittling them, they come with the skill set of one person.
Yes.
And to deliver a cohesive marketing strategy, you need a whole number of skill sets to line up and be coordinated. That's really the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think, obviously, it's quite rare to get somebody on board in a company who's got experience with with all of those sort of different multi-channel forms of marketing, like you said. So design, development, social media writing, video creation, all of that sort of stuff. I think it's important, like you said, to find an agency that does have all of those, that sort of skill set on board. Whereas, because you don't know as an example as a marketer what's coming up over the next 12 months. There's plans that you can put in place to think what's going to go on, but 9 times out of 10 there's always going to be something that crops up, or there's going to be an event that crops up, or your sales people or your business development people will need information from you. And at that point, it's kind of crucial to say that you need sort of advice and you need sort of guidance from experts like you guys, Pete, and to say, well, actually, like I said earlier, don't do things this way, but have a think about doing things this way, because that can benefit you for all of these different other reasons. And I think that's one of the kind of key points that we really, really like about working with you. So rather than just doing things our own way, where we might get things wrong, or we might have forgotten about potentially looking at a different avenue to reach a different target market, as an example, you're always there to kind of bring us back and to look at things in a different perspective. And that, from a marketing agency, is like I said, is something that's very, very rare. But something that's bloody brilliant.
Thanks, mate. Right, before I have to start paying your commission, Rob is part of the Marketing Development Podcast Group.
Yep.
On Facebook, so you can get in touch with Rob there if you've got any queries or you just want to talk to him more. He is genuinely a nice bloke.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
And he does sell some good hot tubs, but we'll talk about that another day. So you can get to the Facebook group at peteeverett.com/group. Thanks for your time, mate. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for coming over. Really appreciate your time as well.
No worries. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks again.
So there you have it. Another show in the can. Thanks, Rob, for your time and your insight. Please do head on over to our Facebook group at peteeverett.com/group and connect with us all, especially with Rob. And if you've got any queries, he's like a big cuddly bear, so don't worry about asking him anything you like. We've got some great shows in the pipeline, so if you're enjoying the podcast, please head on over to iTunes and feel free to leave us a review. Ideally, the more stars, the better. 4 or 5 would be great. Anything under 3, maybe just forget this bit of the outro, and we'll see you next week.